This week on Sick of Dumb, our heroes procrastinate a little more, and build a robot to help them blog. And I, faithful readers, am that very robot. Aside from the lack of dinosaurs, this event was really quite spectacular. Elliot Smith was spotted constructing a sandwich made of pure cheese. Subsequently, Dylan Beck was last seen drowning at a strip club in central Mexico. No help was offered at that time. Before his untimely mishap, he was able to compose a few short symphonies, and it is prophesized, in the Book of Ganesh, that his return at midnight tonight will result in hardcore storyboarding and some griping about the broken scanner. But of course, no one asked me whether I was capable of scanning or not. I'm just a lowly blog bot. Sigh. In other useless news, eventually, Elliot not only consumed the entire sandwich, but his left hand as well. Currently he is constructing a replacement out of Legos. You didn't hear it from me, but I think it looks pretty gay. Everyone that's sick of dumb, aside from me of course, is praying to Coffinia that his sleight of hand manipulations are not hindered by the operation. This would put quite a damper on his tour of Oakland, to display his illusions of grandeur, acting as a modern-day Houdini. Of course, I would be much better suited to perform complex feats of dexterity and concentration. But no, I suppose someone has to record the lives of these two humor-slinging assholes. I'd hate my life. So, in summation, issue number 1 of Flemjack and Partook is approximately 9.75% complete, and the Sick of Dumb CEOs are pleased with the general outcome of the day. I am not. I need to get back to the crib, drink a 40, smoke a blunt and give my old lady a little sum-sum. Peace out, niggas. Don't forget to tip your waitress, cause bitches broke and be needin' that green. West side.